Bradley Charbonneau here, episode 23 of the Repossible Podcast. Must be Thursday. Must be Repossible. Had my friend on the phone the other day. I think I hit record. I think I told him I was recording. Can't remember. But we had a good conversation. I'm not going to share the whole thing, but I'm going to share a little tidbit here. It's sort of one of those things you wish you taped some conversations now and again, because you have the good ones and then you think you forget the details, or you look back, and that doesn't mean you want to tape everything you do, but there's some good stuff when you work on it. And this is the kind of stuff I like talking about with friends. So I asked him about my upcoming book, and he gave me three bits of information that could even meld into three chapters, and it's just a few minutes of conversation. So this is what I like doing when I'm talking to friends, and I'm going to share with you a few minutes of my talk with my friend Rich Robinson. Here's from episode 23 of Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Till next week. See ya.
My next book in exactly 1 month from today. I'm trying to publish a book on the 17th of every month, whether it's a really small fiction or a big one or whatever. And so October 17th, 1 year anniversary of every single day, is my next book is called Decide. And I sort of see it how, you know, in the Star Wars movies, how the later movies that came out were actually earlier on in the history of the story, right? Yeah. So they're sort of like even prequels. So this book, Decide, because some of the feedback I got about it every single day was, hey, I get it, your habit thing, your everyday, that's awesome. But like, I can't decide what it is I need to do. What is my thing? And how do I figure that out? And it came down to making a decision, and how that is the core or the beginning of that. If you're going to go every single day process, if you're into that, and I think, of course, I'm so biased. I think you know everybody should, but how can you make that choice and make that decision to go forward with, you know, plan A or B or C? And so it's all about decision making, but also the sort of the art and the science of decision making. And then my current subtitle, which I actually really like, is When You Change Your Mind, You Change Your Mind. And sort of like getting into neurons, right? So you make a decision, you change your mind. I am going to go now after down path A. And then you're actually changing neurons in your mind, because now your mind is going down path A. And that will change things to wire and fire neurons to make that then your goal, and you will then be more focused on it and all these benefits. Anyway, that's my upcoming book, and I'm excited about it. And I know I just put you on the spot, but I'd like to maybe talk with you in the coming month about decision-making process. And I see it a lot like a decision tree, right? Every decision is going to affect the upcoming decisions. And just like a decision tree, make decision one, and then you have decision 1A and 1B, and then you just choose 1B, then it's going to be 1B, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like it. You know what? You know, I think of Jeff Bezos. He talks about two things. One is a regret minimization framework.
Okay.
About making decisions based on what you usually regret what you don't do more than what you do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he talks about being able to the vast majority of decisions are reversible.
Okay.
And he also said that there was an article that came out, you can Google it, a couple of days ago, said he makes like three big decisions a year, and he does it at like 10. Like he'll do it, like he always has breakfast with his family. He tries to do it in the morning when he has like, you know, after breakfast, after he's digested, when he's ready to go, like before lunch. And like, that's the time that he really has to like give a lot of time and energy. And like that guy's, you know, knows something about decision-making, you know, $167 billion. Right.
Right.
So, you know, I think those three things about him are really interesting, that, you know, even this is a decision tree, like the fact is that it's all about experiment and just, you know, testing. And then you can just always like reinsert new information and re-decide. Right. Doesn't mean that you're not committing, but it means that you have more information. If you have new facts and you don't you know, re-decide based on those facts, then you're just kind of an idiot, right? So,
right.
So I think that's why I think a lot of people are frozen. Like they know like what the options are. They're just afraid that they feel like, how do I decide? Because it's life or death, right? And it's like, I think that's most of the time people are like really worried about that.